Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Good morning. Hope you're having a good morning. Mine started good with a text from Misty saying, "Happy birthday!" Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, another year on the planet.
Mm-hmm. How are you holding up?
I feel like God's holding me up. it's like, wow, there's, you know, a little pain over here, and, you know, there's, man.
Yeah.
Getting older.
You can work your way top to bottom.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's bizarre. I feel like it really becomes noticeable in your 40s. It goes rapidly downhill. It's like, now I take a breath wrong and I can't move correctly for 7 business days. I don't know what happens.
You're right.
It's the change of life that I used to always hear about growing up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Uh-huh. Hello, Family Life Radio.
Good morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kenkel Fritz. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Cutest thing ever. I like
that was beautiful.
This is the day that the Lord made you, and we should rejoice because He loves you enough to bring you into this world. And so you should always celebrate your birthday.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. It's an interesting tradition that we have to celebrate the day you were born. And I was thinking about, what's the big deal? Then I thought, well, you know, you are on the planet. I guess it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. God thought the world needed one of you.
Right.
Yes.
That is kind of cool.
That's very special. Yeah. I never thought about it that way.
Me either.
Well, I'm going to start letting people know when it's my birthday, too.
Earlier, we had a birthday singer call in and sing that, you know, you should always celebrate your birthday. Today, it is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I won't tell you how old, but it's got 5 something in front of it. Oh, man. But I was thinking earlier about the celebration of the birthday, and it kind of seemed odd today. You're going to celebrate the day you were born. And then I saw this video yesterday. This lady, she was trying to address as a mom who wasn't wanting to give her kids all of the things that infants need at the beginning, some of the shots and things like that, because that's popular now not to do some of those things. And she was talking about the infant mortality rate from the 1800s till now.
Oh.
And back in the 1800s, nearly 40% of kids passed away.
Oh.
Just in that infant stage.
Wow. And
how sad.
It showed how as medical technology changed and how we understand this much better, and that, you know, it's down to next to nothing now.
Better survival rate.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I thought, well, maybe that's why we started celebrating our birthdays.
Maybe.
Because you made
it. You know?
It's an achievement.
Yeah.
You made another year. You're still alive.
It's amazing how God has just provided for us so well. We haven't even thought of that.
I know. So, I think you should celebrate your birthday and celebrate someone else's because they're on the planet.
Have a piece of cake for you and a piece of cake for them.
That's right. On the planet one more year today. You know, birthdays.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And everything that comes along with it.
You know, birthdays for me aren't that big of a deal. For my wife, she like starts, it's like her birthday week. She's like, all right. She's like excited about it. She's thinking about it.
I know people that do birthday months.
Right.
I have a friend who will start counting down about a month before her birthday hits, like midway through, because she's at the end of February, I think. And so like at the end of January, she will literally start posting wish lists. In case you want to buy her something and send it to her for her birthday. Yep.
Just so you don't have to strain your brain about what to get me.
I mean, having a birthday when you're a kid's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
As you get older, it seems like it dissipates a little bit there. Family Life Radio, hello.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
I have a song, the song that we sang in church. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, and the best year you've ever had.
Oh, I like that.
And they don't have to pay royalties on Happy Birthday.
That's
it. Brilliant.
That's probably why they did it. Thought for you today. Mm-hmm. This is cool from Charles. Well, we call him Chuck Swindoll.
Yeah.
And great preacher, by the way. He said this. Are you wrestling with a decision that will separate you from the affirmation of others?
Ooh.
If God is in it, go there. Think about that. How many things do we do? And in a way, it's, I guess, it's being ashamed of the gospel, possibly.
Yeah.
Depending what the decision is. But, I mean, sharing your faith can hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because, well, I may get rejected in this whole process.
Right.
I had trouble at first moving to Christian radio. I spent the first half of my career in pop radio. And I had worked so hard to, you know, build that career. And I thought, well, am I just going to be taking a huge step backwards as far as what I've tried mm-hmm. to accomplish? And I will say a lot of people were not on board with my decision. Actually, after I switched to Christian radio, I ran across a blog written by a former friend of mine who said, like, he was talking about different air personalities, and he mentioned me and said, she had a really promising career until she disappeared into the bowels of Christian radio. I was wow.
Oh, man.
And I couldn't resist commenting. And I said, I'm the happiest I've ever been and honestly the most successful. So no complaints here.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, yeah, maybe something's in front of you today. A decision? Hey, man, if God is in it, go for it. This is for you if you ever, as a kid, maybe you wanted to get out of the house, you know, a little prematurely, you know, run away from home or whatever. This was recorded on a Ring door camera.
Oh, wow.
All
okay.
Right? And so a kid comes from next door, and this is what happened. Listen to this.
My little brother has been annoying me, so can I move in with you? I have all my stuff.
You're going to move in with me?
Yeah. I wanted to.
You got rent money?
What?
You got money for rent? Then you know there's going to be a lot of work here, right? You have to do work. You're all right with that?
Yeah, I love doing chores.
Okay.
Can you help me get my stuff?
No, I'm not going to help you. You got to do it yourself.
All right.
And the kid,
off he goes to get his stuff.
Walks off, get his stuff.
Oh, no. My favorite line was, you got rent money? He goes, what?
That's not quite how that played out in his head.
No, exactly. You got to do chores. That's all right. You know, remind me of the one time I did mention to my mom and dad that I wanted to run away.
Okay. How'd that go down?
So we had a little meeting about it.
Oh, okay.
How come? Why? Very quickly after that meeting, it wasn't very long. My mom's like, "Well, get some clothes together, get some notes, start packing." She's gotta, you know, get it. She pulls out a bag for me. We start loading up, and she just shoves me out the front door. And this is evening time. It's like, you know, it's dark outside. And I'm standing there at the end of our porch. It's cold. I just have shorts and a t-shirt on.
Oh, goodness.
And it wasn't very long. I just turned around and knocked the door and I said, "I'm so sorry."
They take you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
It worked. That was smart. That was really smart.
Your mom is so smart.
Family Life Radio, good morning.
Hi, this is Aggie and I have good news to share.
Well, let's do it.
It's good news.
Got good news, you can call us right now. 888-888-9976. So Aggie, what's going on?
I'm a single mom with three kids and I just lost my job and my family has been telling me to quit for months.
To quit your job?
Yes, because it was so stressful and just not a good situation. So
they were telling you to quit your job, but you ended up losing it anyway.
Yes. See, God is at work.
Okay. That's perspective for you.
Sure.
So I've been totally freaked out, of course, because, you know, mortgage, kids, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Within a week, I had three offers for a job.
Wow.
Within a week. God is so good.
That's great.
He is just so good.
So you needed to leave that place anyway.
Exactly. It was a very toxic environment, and I've been working 16-hour days.
Whoa.
Sometimes weekends. So it was just really tough.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours. Yeah. I agree. You needed a different job.
Right?
But yeah. God had to kind of shove you out the door.
Sometimes you need to get kicked out of the nest.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. And now I have a problem of choosing which one.
Huh? Which offer do I take?
Right.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Andrea is with us this morning. Good morning.
Yes, I was calling about how your mom used reverse psychology on you, Cankle Fritz.
So if you missed it earlier, talking about running away from home, I decided to do that one day. And so my mom just shoved me out the front porch and said, here you go.
Bye.
And just that, being out in the cold, just standing there.
Have a good life.
I think I stood there for 30 seconds and I turned around. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Home seemed pretty good.
Yeah.
My older brother and I one time got in trouble for something, and my mom and dad are sitting there telling us what they're going to do. And we're like, well, we're going to call Child Protective Services on you for abuse. And my mom looked at us. She's like, okay, if you think they can raise you better, here. And she walked over, picked up the phone, and pretended like she was dialing and said, here, I'll call for you. And my brother and I just stood there, and we looked at each other like, okay, that didn't go as we thought it would.
If you have ever had a rescue dog or rescue animal, you know that oftentimes they come to you from pretty bad circumstances, and they can be really scared when they're coming into your household. Mm-hmm. We rescued Odin, our border collie mix, from a local animal shelter about a year ago, and he had been through it. Honestly, he was scared to look us in the eye. He was scared to sleep on the bed with us. He was scared to approach us. We had to basically bring food and water to him on the couch. And he was a hot mess. But it was interesting to watch how quickly that changed when he realized that he was safe and loved. I mean, honestly, within a week, he was a different dog. And we noticed he was laying belly up an awful lot, which was a big deal for him.
Yeah.
That means they feel safe. And now, not only does he lay belly up, but I always call him a man of leisure, because he's just like, he'll lay over the chair and just dangle his arms. Like, I mean, if he is the most comfortable dog I have ever in my life seen. He just lounges around. He is king of the castle. And I was looking at him and the other night and just like, man, he has come such a long way. And I just felt God say, isn't that kind of what it's like when you really put yourself in my presence?
Oh, Misty.
You just hang out and you're safe.
I love that.
And you're comfortable and you have peace and you know no harm's going to come to you. And so why don't you do that more often?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Isn't
I love
it?
That.
Yeah.
That's great.
So beautiful.
Earlier we were talking about just that those rescue dogs and how they've come from a horrible, awful environment.
Mm-hmm.
Misty got a little dog, Odin.
Yeah.
In the beginning, scared to death.
Oh, scared of everything. And he just was like, wait a second. I'm home and I'm safe and I'm loved. And the change, like, just over the first week was amazing. He is the most relaxed dog you've ever in your life seen now.
King of the castle.
Yep, he is.
Yeah.
Misty and I share a common love for our puppies and pets. And so my husband, Roger, and I also rescued a dog from a community far away from here and brought him home. I still have the picture of him sitting in his kennel at the shelter, just looking so, I guess I'm just reading into it. Like, would you take me home? Same thing. Terrified, cowering at everything. Last night, Roger walked in and I just thought, oh, look at that. Ranger's on our bed, which we allow. And he just rolled over on his back with his little paws up. And relaxed is just not enough of a word. And he just knew daddy was going to come and rub his belly. And I thought, Lord, you are so good and compassionate. And you bring even people into a dog's life to change everything. You know, what can you do for us as we're walking through difficult things? And maybe we miss the people who are there for us, who want to be there for us in the hard times. Maybe we just all, Misty, we all just need to roll over and say, scratch my belly.
Exactly. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends, and it's time for that Joy Report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Steve is with us from Michigan. Give us your joy report.
I was raised by a minister. My grandfather was a minister. I knew all about Jesus loves me, and as a college kid, became alcoholic, went through a treatment center, relapsed. A year later, I did the same treatment center, and in April, I'll be celebrating 39 years. And I just want to give everybody a word of encouragement. I give my life over to Christ in April 94. And never been the same. And I still go to 3 meetings a week to give it away. You know, you got to give it away to keep it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And our message is to be happy, joyous, and free. And I can even be that way going through all the tough times and situations.
I love that. I also love happy, joyous, and free. That's something we can shoot for today. Thank you, Steve. Misty's here. Sally's here. I'm that Kenkel Fritz guy.
Yes, you are. Our homes are a sacred place, are they not? We want to make sure they're as protected as possible, that they feel as good as possible. And I saw this and I was like, what great advice. And maybe this is the problem so many times. It's to never let the bad things that happen outside of your home creep inside. Basically, leave it at the door when you walk in. It said, celebrate the seasons, decorate for the holidays, bake tasty dishes, do your favorite things, and love the people around you.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
You know, it does make me do a double take. What are we letting inside the house? And that can come through the TV.
What are we dragging in, you know?
What's that, Sally?
What are we dragging in that we've just hooked on to and can't let go?
Yeah. And, you know, and I've had to make judgment because, you know, let's just face it. Some things that, you know, if you've got a job, you can let things from work come home.
Yep.
Yeah.
And sometimes that shouldn't be there either.
I'm guilty of that. I remember, oh goodness, a call that we took a couple of years ago. This just came to mind, where somebody was talking about their giving tree and it's in their front yard. And as they came up the walkway, they gave their problems of the day. Like they were like, I hang it on the tree. I give it to the tree and I walk inside and I love my family.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.